This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Missouri ranks among the top states in the number of people participating in land conservation programs. More than $38 million is being distributed to Missouri landowners who have implemented conservation efforts on their properties. Nationwide, more than 25 million acres have been enrolled in the conservation programs for cropland, pastures, and non-industrial forests. The University of Missouri Veterans Association will host a series of events at Memorial Union to celebrate this year's Veterans Day, including the open of the new Mizzou Veterans Center. Along with other activities, veterans will participate in the Missouri Veterans Histories Project, which records the stories of soldiers of past wars. MU Student Veterans Association Director Kevin Jones says, if these stories are not recorded, they will be lost forever.
Veterans that were actually in the wars didn't really talk too much to either their families or, you know, didn't talk to anybody but the people that they really served with. So this is a way, as they get older, they know that they need to share these stories, you know, to increase American history and culture.
Ceremonies will begin Thursday at 12:30 with a wreath-laying dedication at Memorial Union and continue throughout the day. The ribbon cutting for Mizzou Veterans Center will incorporate interviews for the Missouri Veterans Stories Project. Authorities in central Missouri say three people were hurt when a pickup truck clipped a school bus on Interstate 70, flipping the bus on its side. The accident happened around 8:30 this morning in Callaway County, about 6 miles east of Kingdom City. One student, a 4-year-old boy, was on North Callaway R1 bus when the accident happened. A highway patrol says the westbound pickup clipped the bus while trying to pass it on the right. Pickup overturned in the median while the bus crossed the eastbound lanes and tipped on its side. The student was treated and released at University Hospital in Columbia. The two drivers were also treated at the hospital. Days after being reelected, a Columbia Associate Circuit Judge has received a new appointment. Governor Jay Nixon appointed Christine Carpenter, the newly elected 9th Division Associate Circuit Judge, to be the judge for the 13th Circuit, which includes Boone and Callaway counties. Carpenter will replace Judge Gene Hamilton, who retired October 1st. Governor Nixon's spokesperson Scott Holste says having a position vacant so close to election presents a number of challenges. He says there is pressure to have someone in place quickly.
When you're looking to appoint someone to the bench, you want to make sure that you have a well-qualified person in place and the best qualified person in place, and we certainly believe that we have that with Judge Carpenter.
Carpenter will serve the remainder of Hamilton's term, which comes up for re-election in 2012. The appointment leaves a vacancy, which Governor Nixon will fill by appointment. Carpenter's successor will not have to run for re-election until 2014. Columbia police say they have arrested a 7th suspect in the shooting death of a cousin of an MU football player. Police say 23-year-old Lee Wyatt Carter was arrested yesterday in the robbery and murder of 22-year-old Aaron Hobson. Hobson was killed last month in a break-time convenience store parking lot in Columbia. Carter is being held at the Boone County Jail on a $1 million bond. Hobson was the cousin of Trey Hobson, a defensive back with the Missouri Tigers, who was in Columbia for a game against Oklahoma. MU Life Science Business Incubator is one of 10 companies in the U.S. to be recognized by the National Business Incubation Association, or NBIA, with a national award. The award recognizes business incubation programs that help international businesses relocate to the U.S. and be successful. MU's program assists companies that move to Columbia by helping them find housing, get a driver's license, and buy business equipment. NBIA Director of Member Services Randy Morris says MU has exceeded the NBIA's expectations. MU Life Science Business Incubator recruited 4 international businesses to Columbia in the last 18 months. The NBIA only requires each incubator to recruit 2 international businesses. Missouri's largest labor organization says Republicans' priority right-to-work legislation is a political attack. Michael Langenberg has more from Jefferson City.
Right-to-work legislation will let Missouri workers take any job even if they're not in a labor union. Herb Johnson, AFL-CIO treasurer, says it's another GOP effort to undermine unions.
Long-term attack on organized labor and satisfies the desire of those who would like to see us go away and no longer exist.
Johnson says workers in states with right-to-work laws have wages that are about 25% less. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics says those workers make about $5,000 less a year. On the other side, proponents say right-to-work states are attracting business growth.
That was Michael Langenberg reporting from Jefferson City. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.